The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Second hour. What a beautiful day to be here in America. You guys, if you heard the first segment of the first hour of the Power Hour, and you know how Chris DeGaulle and I were talking about the sounds of freedom. Well, as we were doing our last interview, I heard the F-15 jets flying over, and boy, do I get excited. I tell you, I love this country. So on that note, I want to bring over to the show two episodes. I would like to introduce them to you. So you all know I am the morning show host on Saturday mornings at WMAL 105.9 FM in our nation's capital. And we have the honor to bring over to the show two different segments. The first one we're going to air to you is Laura Osnes. She is a two-time Tony nominated actress who's been on Broadway, obviously, if you know that. And she has been an amazing talent at Great American Pure Flix. She's also a friend. And I am just honored for you guys to get to see her talk about the movie that's on Great American Pure Flix called Just in Time. This is one of the many that she has done with Great American Pure Flix. And if I can just say this, she has a brand new movie, Christmas movie, coming out later in the next quarter, if you will. September, October, November, December, we are celebrating Christmas and fall. It's called Little Women. It's a modern day Little Women, and she is one of the talents in that. So I would love for you guys to sit back and enjoy this amazing interview with the ever talented, angelic, beautiful voice of Laura Osnes. Okay,
I'm recording on my end, and as soon as you're ready to get started, you'll have 15 minutes with Miss Laura.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Laura, it's so nice to meet you.
Hi, Eden. I'm thrilled to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I love your angelic voice, and I was going to use your use that as my introduction this morning. So
I would be honored. Thank you.
So this show is based in Washington, D.C., and our nation's capital. So we're bringing a little bit of arts and culture back to our nation's capital. So just wanted to kind of give you a heads up. So let's go ahead and get started. You ready?
Yes, love that. Awesome.
And good morning, Washington, D.C., my beautiful America, my shining city on a hill. I'm Eden Gordon Hill, and welcome to the All-American Book Club. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a phenomenal guest joining us this morning. And you guys know, we need to bring a little bit of arts and culture back to our nation's capital. And honestly, we have such a treasure and a special gift and an angelic voice that I have to say, we are bringing to the show this morning, Laura Osnes. She is in the latest movie exclusively streaming on Great American Pure Flix, Just in Time, which is a Candace Cameron Bure Presents feature. Laura is a two-time Tony Award nominee and is all over the media. This woman is phenomenal. But here's what I love about her. You guys all know, I lived in New York for a really long time. She was in performances on Broadway and Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, Bonnie and Clyde. Other Broadway credits include Bandstand, Anything Goes, South Pacific, and Grease. Absolutely Grease. So she has charmed us and charmed millions in five Hallmark Channel original movies, and also has been seen on Great American Family and Pure Flix, and the Christmas special, A Dash of Christmas, one of my absolute favorites. So, DC, get ready. We welcome Laura to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Eden. That was quite the introduction. I'm so honored. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, Just in Time, I had watched it over the Easter holiday. But what I love about the fact that it's now exclusively streaming, it talks so much about God giving us second chances and meeting us where we are, honestly. And a couple things that I really loved about just the movie themes and our conversations that I really want to kind of bring into. Just in Time, obviously, is an Easter story. It's about new beginnings and second chances. But if you could share with our audience basically an overview about Just in Time, but also if you could also share how it impacted you both in your professional career and also your personal journey with the Lord.
Yeah, that's a huge question. So if I forget the second piece, we'll come
back
to it.
That's fine. That's fine.
The movie, as you said, has such a redemptive message. It's about a married couple who is struggling with infertility, and it's caused a lot of contention in their relationship. They decide to take a little break for the weekend, and Hannah, my character, is left to kind of go on this journey of self-discovery and needing to depend on something bigger than herself. Mm-hmm. And she learns all of these lessons throughout the weekend that lead her to find faith and her need to give up control and try to do things herself. And it's a really beautiful, beautiful story about restoration and healing in a marriage, learning to communicate, forgiveness, learning patience, all kinds of little beautiful things that are wrapped up in this journey that these characters get to go on. And as far as my journey, I was delighted to get to play Hannah. And I think so many people will be able to relate to her, both because whether you're a believer or not, I feel like it challenges you to search for faith, ask questions, and not being afraid to ask questions or wonder about all of those obstacles that life throws at us and how in the world we're supposed to overcome them that Hannah, you know, is forced to deal with. But it's sometimes at our lowest, most breaking point is exactly what we need to be able to grow and heal and find faith and learn to depend on something bigger. So I just think it's so beautiful. And I definitely was able to bring my own faith journey into that. I feel like God showed up on set in so many ways. There's rich, complex scenes and dialogue and questions that are asked in this film that I felt God was really in and a part of. And my prayer was always that it would come off really authentically to anybody that was watching it, that we were bringing truth and light in each of these scenes and in each of these topics and themes.
You were quoted as saying in Pure Flicks Insider, quote, "God jumpstarted 2024 with an opportunity to film a beautiful new movie on Vancouver Island." You wrote on your Instagram page, "Though we battled snow and some frigid temps on set, I pinched myself every day, so grateful to help me bring this meaningful story and message of Just in Time for all of us during this Easter season, but also just in general." I sit there and I read this knowing that you're a woman of faith. We, the American people, are in such uncertain times. And if we're raising a family, if we're moms, if we're dads, if we're, you know, single, working on Capitol Hill, like a lot of my audience does, you have brought such inspiration of faith, both in your personal career, but also on the big screen with Just in Time. Share a little bit about your inspiration over time and your life verse, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you for saying that. It's such an honor. I don't take the responsibility that God has given me and the platform that He has given me lightly. And it has always been a goal and prayer of mine to be able to be a light and just to love people well, whether it's in the entertainment industry or people who are sitting in the audience or at home on their couches watching the art that I get to help be a part of. I think, yeah, there's a lot of darkness in the world. There's a lot of contention in the world. There's a lot of content on TV that, you know, might be questionable for families to watch, or you can't trust various networks because you never know what you're going to see. And what I love about Great American Family is that the content is always going to be redeeming, is always going to be safe and trustworthy to put your kids in front of, to put your family in front of. And I'm honored to get to be a part of that. and that goal and that mission. My life verse, Proverbs 3:5-6, is trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I have just found in this very volatile entertainment industry that I get to be a part of and feel called to, it is a roller coaster. And I often wonder how people survive without faith in this industry. And I would think the same for your listeners. You said in DC on Capitol Hill, like, the world is crazy. It's going to throw you curveballs. It's going to throw you hardship. There's going to be joys too and wonderful things. But to be able to have a peace and a steadiness because we are rooted in something that is solid and having a firm foundation of faith, like, honestly has kept me sane and positive and at peace despite the craziness. So I just have been so grateful that I don't have to try to control my life, that I can trust God to provide, to bring opportunities, to just be such a rock for me. And I'm so grateful for that.
One thing that I love about Just in Time, it talks about leading anybody on a journey to leading you and the characters on a journey to unlock the secrets to life and relationships, which is what life is all about. It encourages you, in the tough times and challenges you to persevere when things seem all but lost. And I wanted to translate that into everyday life. God has placed us here on a journey, like you said, whether you were a Christian or not. And we take steps of faith and hope that the journey continues to take us to our hopes and our dreams and whatever God may have in store. And sometimes we don't understand it. We don't see it. It's in the in-between times that sometimes he really connects with us or he's guiding us. And as you have basically gone from so many different aspects of being on Broadway to now being in Nashville, and just the aspect of your career going from the stage to now being in Nashville and being a part of that greater community down there. Can you talk about the steps of faith that you had to take on your journey from one aspect of being in New York and then going to Nashville? Just a night and day transformation, if you will.
Yeah, thanks for touching on that. I had a pretty hard exit from New York. I'm not afraid to talk about it. I had kind of a bout with cancel culture, and it was really hard. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of my career kind of successes and what I had built in New York kind of overnight. And we felt like we needed to move and get out of that environment and start over in Nashville. And what felt like everything I had built had been burned down. I now, 2.5 years later, am seeing beauty in the ashes and God being able to challenge me and use that very painful opportunity to push me into new forms of creativity, push me toward new relationships, push me toward having a different place and sphere of influence. And I'm astounded. I'm doing things now that I never would have considered 2.5 years ago because I was comfortable and I was successful doing what I loved. And all of this stuff. And sometimes this big, like what I thought was a monkey wrench and essentially a super painful, like door closed experience has opened so many other windows. And I'm still on that journey. I'm still learning and figuring out what that is. But seeds that we planted the last few years are beginning to bloom. And I'm so excited. I'm excited. I'm filled with hope for what God is going to do in the next 5 to 10 years in Nashville. I think it's a growing community of people in the entertainment industry that maybe have similar experiences to me. And I'm excited to find those people, find that community of people that want to make art and creativity that is redemptive or has a hopeful message in the midst of the, you know, and I don't mean to say anything against Hollywood and the New York Broadway scene, but I think a lot of artists have maybe felt a little pushed out of those worlds, or the content that's being created is not something that people can necessarily want to be a part of or be proud of. And being on the other side of that now, I get really excited about what's to come. Not to say I may not ever go back or do, you know, other projects I just think I'm open. I'm so surrendered to where God is going to blow me next, because I never would have guessed I would be here where I am now, three years ago. And it's just nice to be able to trust him and not feel like, as much as we try to control and want to have control, I'm like, wow, God, I learned now how to completely surrender and go, you are going to push me in new ways, and I'm here for it. The best place I can be is in the center of God's plan.
Absolutely. You said it so eloquently. And, you know, I sit there and say, though we were in different industries, the being pushed out piece, that censorship piece, that being, you know, counterculture piece happened also for me within my own communications realm. And no, you don't have to apologize, because you know what? God's like huge. He's huge. Right. He wins. He wins in everything. So whether I was at Fox News in New York and you were on Broadway, you know, the same thing. God has a plan, and we really need to inspire others who may be struggling in their faith, who may be saying, ah, what is this next piece for me in whatever industry we are? And, you know, living in New York and being in DC now and then being in Nashville all have their own climates to them. But with that said, I want to inspire you. I want to inspire you to keep pushing on, inspiring our listeners, because we are looking at November saying, okay, Lord, what's next? Here we go. And wanting those who are serving in our nation's capital to feel encouraged, to feel lifted up. And that's what I love about bringing Great American Pure Flicks over to the All American Book Club. You guys have such amazing inspirational stories, both on the screen and off the screen. In the final minute that I have left with you, I would love to hear, what other adventures do you have coming down the pike? I have been watching your social sites, so I do know you have other things coming, but I'd love for you to share with our audience.
You're so sweet. Thank you. And I feel like we have a lot of creative irons in the fire. My husband and I started a production company. We're making a documentary about a local theater company here in Tennessee that works with adults with special needs and disabilities. I write music, and I've been releasing music, kind of sharing my story through song the last couple years and becoming an independent artist in that way. We're building a couple concert series that we feel called to create here. We have a bunch of projects. I just wrote a script for a potential like Christmas rom-com movie. I would love to end up pitching to GAF or to Hallmark or some other platform. So I'm doing all these things that I never did or would have done had God not moved me from New York and what I was doing before. So like you said, God is bigger than it all. And, is using me and my creativity and the gifts he gave me and my influence in completely different ways now. And it's really exciting. So thank you for following along and supporting. It means a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I look forward to hearing what's next. And I really am hoping that I will get to see you in a couple Christmas rom-coms this coming holiday season. So I'm so grateful that we can support you, Laura Osnes, Great American Pure Flicks, now streaming just in time. Second chances, third chances. God, it always wins. So thank you so much for joining the All American Book Club. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thanks, Eden. Take care.
And I'm just so honored that I get to share these very powerful interviews with you here at the Power Hour. And there's many more of those to come. We have so many powerful interviews from Great American Pure Flicks that will be joining the All American Book Club. And I would love to share them with you for Feel Good Fridays here at the Power Hour. In the couple minutes that we have until our next interview, you guys heard me talking to Kelly Wright about Kathy Lee Gifford. And Kathy Lee was such a phenomenal interview for both his show and my show at the All American. All American Book Club featured Kathy Lee Gifford in her new book, Herod and Mary. If you have not done so yet, and I was giving you that list of books before we went to commercial break, add that one to your list. Add Herod and Mary, pick it up, Kathy Lee Gifford, or go. And you know what? Let me just suggest this. You can also, you know, download those on Kindle. You can also do the audiobooks. And if you need, you can also go to the library and then reserve it. So you don't have to, like me, I have stacks and stacks of books on either side of my desk. So you know, and if you guys want copies of books, let me know. We can also do that. I can send you guys some books because I have plenty here. And I want to be able to do that for you guys as we are interviewing and sharing these powerful stories. Kathy Lee Gifford's story is of faith. One of my favorite things she says in our interview is that we must be salt, light, and fragrance of Christ. And so I want to make sure that I am doing that in my day-to-day. I want to make sure I'm doing that in my interactions with the strangers on the street. I want to make sure I'm doing that in my marriage. I want to make sure I'm doing that for you guys. I want to make sure I'm doing that for my other show and my clients. So anyway, as I continue on, there was something else I wanted to share with you. I don't remember if I've shared this story with you guys, but I'm going to do it before we bring over the Kathy Lee segment. So my grandfather was known as the polio pastor in the 1950s. Okay, you say polio pastor, what is that? So after surviving World War II, coming home, getting married, having my dad, my aunt, my uncle, he got polio along with my aunt, my uncle, my dad. Well, my grandfather ended up being a quadriplegic and having a breathing machine, not being able to use his arms, his hands, his feet, none of that. And he had prayed for many years, God, I want to make an impact. I want to share the gospel. I want people to come to know you. Why isn't this happening? And then he writes later in his ministry called Triumph, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second. He writes later how he saw God work in him, even as a quadriplegic. He wrote a newspaper, and the apple doesn't fall far. I mean, I have my grandfather's his writings. I want to write a book about what he's done. And I want to, you know, being behind their microphone, he did all of these types of things. He was a typist for the United States Army. He was a part of the armor, but then was a typist because they found out how amazing he was at communications. Anyway, all that to say, he put a pencil in his mouth to type his newspaper Triumph because he could not use his hands. And this newspaper was sent out to nations, not just Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where he was from, but all over the world. Missionaries from all over the place would come see him. And, you know, they'd always want to go in inspiring him. And instead, they came out being inspired and saying, okay, let's go do this. So I wanted to share with you one of the writings that my aunt and my dad and my uncle have a blog for my grandfather's newspapers. The newspapers were called Triumph. The blog is called poliopastor.blogspot.com. And the reason why I'm saying this and sharing this story with you today is because there are still people who are suffering from what happened to COVID. There are people who have cancer. There's so many different diseases out there and so many different aspects of people being shut in, whether it's isolation, whether it's an invisible wound, or whether it literally is a physical wound that they are shut in. His ministry still lives on today. Even if it's just me telling you guys or telling my other show or telling my friends and my extended family on both sides, or whether it is getting his newspapers to print, so I can pass out his story, his legacy, but also his faith. I want to inspire you guys. And so I thought before we head over to the Kathy Lee, why not share with you his story and his ministry? So this one I'm going to read to you in the time that we have here before our next segment. It's called Triumph, September 1957. His editorial, I am very pleased with the good reception of my paper, seems to have had with many of you. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for your letters of encouragement. I want you to know, too, that the gifts which have been sent are greatly appreciated. Many new names, especially of shut-ins, have been sent in, which will take our mailing list to well over 1,000. This is in September of 1957. This is not modern day, you guys. I am hoping to hear from more of you and welcome other names you might have for our mailing list. I want you to take note of the last page of this issue. There you will find the scripture verse, John 3:16. If you should receive Christ as a result of reading this paper, I would like you to put your name in the proper place in the verse. Clip the verse and send it to me along with your address. I would like to know of your decision, that I may pray for you and send some literature to help you in your spiritual growth. I was glad to hear that many of you passed Triumph, the newspaper, along to others of your family and friends. I would appreciate it if you would continue to do this with each issue. Pray, too, that it will be used as it is distributed in this manner. My desire is that not only you, but also your loved ones might be blessed by something in this paper. Thank you again for your kind reception. I remain sincerely yours, Art Gordon, which is my grandfather. The letter to shut-ins, and I'm sending this to you guys right now. It's still relevant. Here we are for another visit. I hope you're experiencing the nearness of our Lord today. I want to call to your attention to the verse of Scripture that has meant so much to me since my bout with polio. It is found in Corinthians 1, chapter 1 and verse 4. It goes like this: God, he comforts us all in all of our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Have you ever stopped to consider the truth in that verse? What an encouragement that verse should be to us who were tasting of physical suffering. God will comfort us. Of that, I am sure. He has comforted me. If you are a child of God through faith in his Son, you can be assured of the everlasting arms about your weak and suffering body. What is even more encouraging than this is that I can still be used as an instrument of God to help others, and so can you. So for all of those out there who are dealing with invisible wounds of war, who are dealing with loss of not being able to have a child, of those who are isolated because of what COVID did, those who are suffering in and out of the hospital with many different diseases, this is for you. The very comfort of God toward you can be radiated by you to others who are in trouble. What a wonderful God we have. Even though we might have a little as far as wealth or health is concerned, yet God is pleased to use us. I know you grow weary and disheartened at times. Sometimes your burden is almost too heavy to bear. Even God at times seems far away. But always remember, not one of us and not one of any of his promises shall ever fail. Quote, for he is faithful that promised, Hebrews 10:23. If you are coming to the place of despair, turn to God's word and lay hold of his promises and let him comfort you as he promises to do. Then you in turn comfort them which are in any trouble. The good news. As we are wrapping this next segment, going into the Kathy Lee segment, I just want to send, in this few seconds left, the good news. John 3:16, I'm sure you know the verse. I'm sure you grew up on the verse. I'm sure you've seen it on billboards. It is the gospel in a nutshell. There is a God. God loves the world. God gave his Son for it, and faith in him brings powerful salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Here at the Power Hour in our final segment. I'm Eden Gordon-Hill, and it's been an honor to be with you guys this Friday, Feel Good Friday. I hope you've been inspired. I hope we've given you hope. And I hope that this final segment with Kathy Lee Gifford will just warm your hearts and lift you up and send you into an amazing weekend here. And on that note, we're going to bring over to the show Kathy Lee Gifford.
And good morning, my beautiful America, my shining city on a hill. I'm Eden Gordon-Hill, and welcome to the All-American Book Club. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been celebrating Christmas in July. We've also been celebrating our God, our country, and our freedoms as we are in the heated summer. As you guys all know, we just came off of the July 4th holiday. But we are celebrating something even greater. We have a brand new guest coming to WMAL 105.9, and we have Kathy Lee Gifford here this morning with her brand new book series. You guys, this is the best. This is a great interview, and we're going to be talking about Herod and Mary. All right, let's talk about the parallels, and let's talk about the power of what is happening in our nation right now and the power of our faith. So, Kathy Lee, thank you so much for joining the All-American Book Club.
Thank you for having me, Eden. God bless you.
Oh, my goodness. My pleasure. So I have been diving into this brand new book, and this book series really much, it's so much focused on Herod and Mary. But the one thing that really struck me was the symbolism of Mary and yes. what, and the life that she lived at such a young age, being called to do what she did. So yeah. I would love to dive in with you on okay. the Mary first, and then we'll talk about Herod.
Well, we know so much more about Herod from Josephus and different writers back then, thousands of years ago, who wrote quite a bit about Herod because he was such a massive influence on the Middle East and Rome and Israel back then. So we had a lot more stuff about Herod that we could put into the story. But Mary is very little about her in Scripture.
Yes.
I mean, less about Herod, but there are other places that we were able to find. I wrote this book with an amazing guy, Dr. Brian Litfin, and my son went searching the world over for one of these the great, great, great PhDs in biblical history and everything. And he's a lovely, lovely, godly man. And we wrote it together. And I've never written a thriller before in my life, Eden. This is my 31st book, I think. And none of them were a thriller. You know, my life has been thrilling at times. It's been horrible at times. But to write a thriller is a different kind of a thing. So he was extremely helpful. My son went to Oxford University and got his master's degree in script writing and in, you know, that sort of a thing. So I was out of my league with these guys, but I know good storytelling. And when I had gone for the first time that I went to Israel to study rabbinically, meaning study what the Bible actually says, not these terrible, terrible translations of it, but what it really, really means in the Old Testament, what it really, really means in the New Testament, in the Hebrew and the Greek. If you're not studying that, you're wasting your time.
Absolutely.
You're wasting your time. So I learned about Herod on this trip, and I was blown away by what I didn't know. I get mad when I say to somebody, why didn't someone tell me about this? Why didn't someone tell me Jesus wasn't a carpenter? He was a stonemason. Don't tell me lies. I want to know what it actually says. The word in the New Testament is tekton, and it means, well, that's a whole other thing. That's a different book that I wrote. But it's just, it makes me angry. Why can't we just get something right? And then we can build our life on it and trust it. So Herod, I came home and ordered every book available about him. And there were like five or so. I read every single one of them with the intention of hopefully making a movie about him. Because if Jesus is the greatest story ever told, Eden, Herod is to me the greatest story never told. I mean, we know about three things about Herod in the scriptures. You know, he was the so-called king of the Jews. He wasn't even a Jew, you know. He wasn't a Jew. He was an Edomite, which is modern day Jordan, and right across from the Dead Sea in the Jordan area. He was not. He was there. He was an unbelievable politician, an incredible architect. They didn't know for centuries how he built certain things. He was a genius. Mm-hmm. He was a genius, but he was also one of the most evil human beings that ever lived. I mean, if you've started my book, then you know how
the genitals are
hanging off of him, and he's got maggots and all kinds of things all over him and bugs, and it, because he's lived a life of total evil. And he's now paying a great price for it. And he's going, Mariamne, Mariamne, which is the only woman he ever loved. And he murdered her. He murdered his sons. He murdered absolutely every single person who got in his way, which is very similar to what we see in the world today.
Absolutely. As I was reading through the beginning part, I saw so many different parallels, having served in government for 20 some years in the halls of Congress, in two different White Houses. You see, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, and this audience works in the halls of Congress as they're listening in, and you see such parallels to Herod and today's political spectrum as well. And
I mean,
we can go down that path, but more than anything, you know, what happened in these times compared to what's happening now, nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed. You know, people say, Kathy, is the world, do you think the world's more evil than it used to be? No. In the Garden of Eden was the snake.
Yes.
He was right there. Evil was right there in the Garden of Eden. But God was too. And that's what we've forgotten. You know, I mean, it's we know more now because of television and 24-hour cable and everything else, but we can't lose hope.
Yes.
There's a wonderful scripture. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, that you will know him personally, walk with him, trust him. He's still there. And I struggle with it. I've had, you know, a lot of disappointments in my life. I've had tremendous tragedy and tremendous great things that have happened to me that I never thought would, but we all do. Everybody has that. How do we deal with it? Where do we go for hope? We have to go here. We got to go vertical. We got to go this way. You're not going to find it this way. You know, it's going to disappoint you every single time. So we're writing this new series of books. This is the first one. The next one's on Nero and Paul, who went from Saul of Tarsus to Paul, one of the greatest evangelists of all time. And so, you know, again, it's so that we won't lose hope. And this was a hard book to write. It took me 4 days to do the audio version of it because there's not one person. Herod and Mary are the only two names that are easy to say in this entire story. The rest of them are Aristobulus, Archelaus, 4 days. But I highly recommend people get the audio version as well, because, you know, I'm an actress and I am a storyteller, and it's some of the things in this book are difficult to talk about. But when somebody has a voice that you know and you trust, you know, I had to do it. People said, well, you don't want to do this book, Kathy. You don't want to do this. And I said, I owe it to my readers. I owe it to the people who believed in me and stood by me and prayed for me all these years. They don't want to hear this book read by somebody else. So, you know, they just don't. So yes. I did it. I took it for the team, baby. I certainly did.
You know, I love this book. Let me preface by saying this. Before I even went to Capitol Hill, I went to Washington Bible College.
My brother went there.
Yes, I remember. I remember them, you know, citing him as one of those who graduated from there. But, you know, having attended Bible college, growing up in a Christian home, having a husband who is Catholic Christian, being raised in a Protestant family, and also living in New York and being surrounded by all these amazing Jewish families and Jewish faith, I didn't learn what I learned in here.
Yeah.
And I like how you broke it down for, in layman's terms, yes, those names are hard to read and recite, but I also like how you broke it down because it's like you said, Jesus wasn't a carpenter. You made it so simple in saying that. And we are taught all of those things.
Yeah.
But let me take it one more step. If we didn't have so much arrogance in all the different religions in the church, don't you think more people would be welcoming of faith, would want to know a savior who is not arrogant?
You know what? I did a movie with somebody that I just absolutely adore, Craig Ferguson from Scotland. Mm-hmm. And he is my favorite agnostic in the whole world. And while we shot this movie in the Highlands of Scotland, every time we had a break, I would talk to him about Jesus. a very brilliant guy, and he studies everything, studies all the great teachers and scholars. And one day he said, Kathy, you know, I still don't believe in your guy. And I go, well, okay, I know. He's your guy too. Well, I don't believe in him. I said, that's okay. He believes in you. And I said, and he loves you. He loves you with an all-consuming love. And then it just went on and on for the 6 weeks that we shot. He came to me the other day and shooting a video for me of his brand new podcast called Joy. And at the end of it, he said to me, Kathy, you know all the things we talked about all the time? I go, yeah. He goes, I'm starting to believe it's all true. It's all true. And I started to sob. And I just said, that's why I'm in the business I'm in. Because nobody, he said, people, nobody of faith has ever told me that they love me. And I said, well, then you never met anybody of faith. We cannot call ourselves godly people, Christians. We can't call ourselves followers of Jesus if we don't love people. They will know you are my followers by your love. That's it. That is it. And I couldn't believe not one person his entire life had ever of faith. Then no, we just judge. And we have no right to judge. Just yesterday, I was having lunch 5 feet from here with a friend of mine. And this sweet Indian young man, 19 years old. I've been seeing him the last few times, and I really love him. He's just, there's something open and sweet about him. And yesterday, I just knew. I said, Kathy, he's ready. Share me with him. Share me right now. And I said to him, I don't want to say his name out of, you know, to keep his privacy. I said, would you like to ask Jesus into your heart today, sweetie? And he looked at me and goes, yes, I would. And I said, come sit with me. And he sat with me and we prayed. We said the prayer together. And I started to sob, and my friend started to sob, and he started to sob, and he said, I've been looking for God. I said, well, you know, the Hindu language, the Hindu religion has so many gods, so many, but there's only one, sweetheart. There's only one God, and his name is Jesus, and he loves you, and he died for you. He goes, I believe that. And so, I mean, I'm just so full of joy today. Because this young man, 19 years old, his life changed yesterday because he had somebody that cared enough about him to introduce him to Jesus. Amen. If every one of us set out every morning to share Jesus with one person, the world would change overnight.
Absolutely.
We don't. We just go to our same pews. We sing our same songs. We listen to the same crap from bad translations of the Bible. And we have no fruit in our life because we don't love people.
Absolutely.
We just don't love. That's it.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Well, emotional still.
Oh, no. No, you know what? It's okay because, you know, I have tissues. I've been very emotional this week. So you're good. You're good.
He got the second one of these. I'd taken it for a friend who didn't end up coming to lunch. And I signed it to him, my brother in Jesus. And it just, I just sobbed with the beauty of that. One minute with somebody changes eternity for them.
It does. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as we've been talking about just the aspect of I was interviewed a couple weeks ago, and the question was, is there still hope? And I said, yes, there is. But I also said, people are going to know us not by what we say, but how we live our lives.
That's exactly right.
And I look back at your book, and I look back at Mary and how she lived her journey.
I know.
And the characteristics of her beauty, of her faith, and being so in awe of what was taking place during that time period. Can you give a little insight into Mary's journey? We are celebrating Christmas in July here at the All American Book Club, but we also are doing it with a faith perspective. Great American Pure Flicks joins us a lot here at the All American Book Club. But last week we had a Christmas Esther series.
Oh, and, Esther.
Yes. Yes.
They both said the same thing to the Lord God Almighty. They said, let it be unto you as you have said. They both showed unbelievable courage. Mary was much younger than Esther, but they did the same thing. They trusted and they did what he asked them to do. And Esther saved the Jewish people from annihilation. And Mary, by honoring God and what he asked of her, saved all of humankind.
Yeah.
All of humankind. Yeah, I am in awe of both of them. I'm in awe of these women in the scriptures who just had such courage. And back then, they had no rights, hardly mm-hmm. any rights to anything. And, you know, the women that were at the cross, there was only one man, disciple John. John was there. The rest were women. And there was only women at the tomb. They were there to embalm him and show love for him, take care of him as he had loved them. I'm sorry. It's just really emotional for me because it's all still, as my friend said, it's all true. Yeah. It's true. And there's so little that we can trust that's true anymore. Everybody lies about everything. And people are sick of it, and rightfully so. Don't lie to us. We have to seek truth, though. Seek truth, and we will find it. You know, in Jeremiah 33, seek me, and you will find me. And we have to do the work.
Yes. Yes.
We have to do the work. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you before, but
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yesterday, the Lord gave me the hymn, Be Thou My Vision. And, you know, I sit there and say, we have got to place him at the forefront. Not the news, not a politician, not a leader. We have got to keep him at the very forefront of our lives, whether we believe or not, similar to your friend for that longest time did not. But that song, Be Thou My Vision, continues just to resonate in my spirit. And I want to make sure our audience really gravitates towards that, especially through your book. But here's something else. Your codas in the back.
Oh, yes.
I want to talk about that for a second.
Sure.
And if you explain to my audience when they go and order your book, the coda aspect to the book, because when Allison reached out to me about your book, I went and looked and she said, go to the coda section. And I went there first, to be honest with you.
Sure.
So
that's fine.
If you could share that would be great.
Well, because this is such a new type of a book for me, people are used to all of my books that are, you know, there's a theme basically through all of them. And I don't know why people keep buying them, but I'm grateful that they do. All the money that I make goes into my foundation for the kingdom of God. So every time somebody buys a book, there's a chance that somebody's going to come to know Jesus, you know, that there's purpose to all of it. But the codas are because this is written in such a way that, that I wanted to make it relevant to today. So Brian, my co-writer, and I would stop after each chapter and talk about how is that relevant today? What happened with Mary? What happened with Herod during that time, that geopolitical time, that cultural time? Well, how does that matter to us today? And as you read the codas, you go, oh my gosh, it totally matters.
Yes.
It's like written from the headlines today. It's pulled from the headlines. That's why we did that. And I thought it was, you know, this is a risky book. I don't know if this book will become a big success. Most of my books do well. I don't know, but I was faithful to write it and do the audio version for 4 days of my life, which I'll never get back. It's all funny. You just got to laugh. But I'm glad you went to the codas. And what did you learn from them, can I ask you?
Well, you know, I dived into a couple of the beginning ones. And one thing that really kind of stood out to me is something that you just said. It is the parallels of today, because it's like you are reading the news headlines. And one in particular, I'm actually pulling it up right now. You had talked.
Okay. And everyone, I want to send you over to the All American Book Club on my YouTube channel. You can watch the rest of that interview with Kathy Lee Gifford. It does go on for another 10, 15 minutes. If you cannot tell already, we had a blast together. And she has been such an inspiration to my work from as a young kid and now. And I just want to send you guys over. Go to the YouTube channel, type in All American Book Club. She is at the forefront of the front page of the All-American Book Club. You can also go over to WMAL.com/All-American Book Club, and you can listen to the podcast live stream at any time you want. You can check out Kathy Lee's full interview with me. I want to thank each and every one of you for welcoming me here. This is my third Friday here at the Power Hour. I love coming to you doing Feel Good Fridays. And I want to send out just a note for you guys. I want to make sure you add to your list. I know I've been giving you so much work to do, but I want to tell you that I want to make sure you go over to 990theanswer.com. Check out Krista Gall's show. Listen to it Monday through Friday. If you have time for just an hour or 30 minutes, 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern time hour. I know it's a little early for you guys in Central time, but you do not want to miss it. Also, go to readlion.com. Check out all of the news pieces that are coming from the Herzog Foundation. And then also go check out Kelly Wright's show, America's Hope, at ntd.com/America's Hope. So amazing sources for you guys as you head into your weekend. And I look forward to being back here with you next week. We have coming to the show National Religious Broadcasters President and CEO Troy Miller. We're going to be breaking down evangelical voting and the Christians' participation in this upcoming election. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.
Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Cause of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.